USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Gullerville, Tennessee, near Memphis, decided to use a robot to approach a suspect's car after a shooting. One person is dead and 12 others were wounded. Police say the suspect apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police Chief Dale Lane says they're still investigating.
What we have to make sure is that there's no one else involved in this, and the more information we release, the more we compromise potential investigation going forward.
The motive for the shooting at a Kroger supermarket is not yet known. The legal team for Derek Chauvin, who was convicted earlier this year of murdering George Floyd, says he's now formally filed an appeal of his murder and manslaughter conviction. The House subcommittee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has subpoenaed four advisors of former President Trump, including his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and former advisor Steve Bannon. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.